round 16 of NWFL. Here's Kim Miles. G'day, Kim.
Good morning, Darren.
How you going? Okay?
Yeah, really good, buddy. Thanks.
Very good. All right, so we're going to have a wet old day for footy tomorrow. We'll start with the women, actually. So they're on first at 9 a.m. So we've got two games tomorrow.
Yeah, Ulverston versus Penguin. Well, this should be a great clash, Darren, with the unbeaten Lady Robins at home to the second-place Penguin Two Blues. Ulverston have Lucas Starrick, Candice Bellman and Ruby Mitchell in good form and have a reliable target in the front half in skipper Libby Haynes, who has kicked 25 goals to date. Penguin, who had the bye last week, have been well served by Mia O'Sullivan, Kat Parker and Simone Turner in recent weeks, and have leading goal kicker Taylor Marshall at full forward, who will be keen to add to a senior season's tally of 42 goals. At home, Ulverston should get home in another close encounter between the top two sides. And then, in another great match-up, also commencing at 9 a.m, I'm selecting reigning Premier's Wynyard to narrowly defeat Devonport. As a precursor to next week's elimination final between these two sides again. So, some great women's football tomorrow, Darren.
Right, so 9 a.m. for the ladies. Let's go to the men, so seniors on at 2:20, and we'll start with the Magpies against La Trobe tomorrow at Devonport Oval.
Yeah, Devonport have made two changes to their lineup to tackle La Trobe, replacing young guns Lachlan Cowan and Bainan Lowe, who were required by the Tasmanian Devils. Into the Magpie team come Bo Bramich and Zach Derrico, who will make his senior debut. La Trobe have recalled Bradley French, an experienced midfielder, Callum Mann, who will play his first senior game since 2019. That pair replace Cody Fitzpatrick and Jack Goss, who head back to the under-18s. Difficult to see the Demons topping Devonport, who are who are 4 points adrift at the top of the ladder and have three key forwards in Joey Chaplin, Caleb Van Buren and Nick Milbourne high on the league's goal-kicking list with 91 goals between them. Demon ruckman Jay Smith is having his best season to date, and is well supported by key defender Joe Robinson and on-ballers Tristan Weeks and Kurt Hansen. However, flag favourites Devonport are on a mission and should account for La Trobe at home, notching up their 12th win for the season, Darren.
OK, let's go to the game at Dial Park tomorrow between Penguin and Wynyard.
Yeah, Penguin, who will be playing their fourth consecutive game at home, only split by their round 15 bye, have regained former coach Chris McDonald, who replaces Nathan Russell for their vital match with Wynyard. A win to the Two Blues would see them gain an 8-point buffer over the third-place Cats. Wynyard have made five compulsory changes, losing Zach Smith and Sharon Egger due to injury, Jamison Foreman, who was unavailable, while Jake Dixon and Johnny McIver have been named in a practice match between the Tasmania Devils under-17s and under-19 teams on Sunday. The Cats have returned Brad Chard, Warwick Purton, Stuart Turner, Reece Laycock and Josh Kay. Penguin have arguably named their best team for the season, and their midfield brigade of Jay Van Essendon, Luke Viney, Maverick Weller, Matt Elliott and Luke Russell should enable their forwards, led by Jack Templeton, to post a winning score. So the Two Blues for me, Darren, on their home track.
And finally, the game at Ulverston, Ulvi against Bernie Dockers tomorrow.
Yeah, Ulverston coach Stephen French has made two changes for his team's clash with Burnie, selecting Ben Dawson and Sam Mansfield to replace Ben West and Dominic Hay, who have Tassie Devils duties. The Dockers have regained Nick Delante, Rudy Barrett, Nick McKenna and Lachlan Crawford, while naming Tom Hislop and Tom Munday as emergencies. Hislop and Mundy may yet be available due to the latest advice from Victoria on the reopening of its borders with Tasmania. Out of the Burnie lineup go Reef Bourne, Seth Campbell and Heath Ollington, again who are Tassie Devils commitments, while Cade Munday drops out of the team after fill-in duties last week. The fifth-place Robins were brave against Burnie on home soil back in round six when they went down by just 22 points. However, Brett Plant's Dockers appear to be on the up, defeating La Trobe last week after dropping two close games against Wynyard and Penguin respectively. Burnie's experience will come into the fore, or come to the fore, and the Dockers should notch up their eighth win of the season.
All right. So those games at Devonport Oval, at Dial Park, and at Ulverston 2:20 start for the seniors. Junior finals this weekend too. There's too many games to mention, so we won't go through them all, but good luck to all the juniors playing this weekend. And you can, parents, to check out what time your games are on and all that, go to the NWFL website. Juniors, pretty good numbers this year overall, Kim, do you think, or what?
Yeah, very, very, very good numbers. The only thing probably missing at this point in time, or during the season, was the umpiring ranks. So
yeah.
Hopefully their umpires' numbers will increase next year.
Right. All right, let's go to the AFL. We've got two games this weekend in Tassie. Surely our Lions can beat the Hawks Sunday at UTAS?
You'd think that the fifth-place Brisbane will have too much to lose against 17th-place Hawthorn, and really they should win by a comfortable margin, Darren, on that one.
Yeah, and likewise for the Cats over North Melbourne.
You'd think so. Mind you, the Kangaroos are rapidly improving, and Geelong should be too experienced, you would think, at Bunston Arena tomorrow.
Yeah, so the round actually starts tonight. So we've got Saints and Carlton. Who do you reckon?
Look, I'm going to select the 12th place Saints to defeat Carlton at the Marvel Stadium. Although the Blues will welcome back Charlie Curnow for his first game in more than 2 years, along with key goal kicker Harry Mackay, who missed last week through injury, both sides are well matched, but I think the Saints will prevail with more options up forward.
All right, mate. Enjoy your footy tomorrow. Wear your wet weather gear. Don't wear your good shoes.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. See you, Kim. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, buddy.